The U.S. Census Bureau has released the detailed 2010 census data for Alaska, but a leading economist says some media outlets are misreading the data that breaks down the population by race. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
The total population in Alaska is 710,231, and over 473,000 Alaskans describe themselves as white. The American Indian and Alaska Native population stands at 104,871, but Neil Freed says that number is a bit misleading. Freed is an economist with the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development. He says many Alaskans may be confused by a graph that was published in Wednesday's edition of the Anchorage Daily News. Freed says the graph showed the Alaska Native population growing by 7%, while the overall statewide population grew by 13%.
And that's simply not true. If you look at what they call, you know, Native alone, the alone race data, it is true. But the problem is there's this now this way you can count yourself in two or more races. You know, you can identify yourself that way, and a disproportionate percent of Alaska Natives fall into that category, so it can be misleading if you don't understand that technical problem with the data.
The graph used by the Anchorage Daily News came from the U.S. Census Bureau, and it showed that between the years 2000 and 2010, the number of Alaskans who described themselves as two or more races rose from 31,100 to over 51,800. That's a growth rate of 52%. Neil Freed says that's not true.
That didn't happen. What happened is that over time, we're identifying our same selves to some extent differently than we used to.
Freed says the Alaska Redistricting Board and others who use the census data for Alaska should note some other changes in place for the 2010 census that were not in effect for the 2000 census.
Like Prudhoe Bay, they counted thousands of people, and we've never done that before because the people in Prudhoe Bay have, in the past have never been considered residents because it's your usual place of residence. They've usually just taken them all out and put them wherever they sort of lived. Now there's a very large group that are counting in Prudhoe Bay, which is interesting. But that's just a whole break, and so you can't look at that data. It's not consistent.
The Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development has created a special website that contains the 2010 census data for Alaska. You can find a link to that website at labor.state.ak.us. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.